Katherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Woodward, W-O-O-D-W-A-R-D. Date of birth is 4-6-42, seen on October 1st. This is an 80-year-old woman with history of hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, and dementia. Patient has been on home health now for off and on since October of 2021, period. Since then, patient has lost her ability to ambulate. Patient is now bedbound. Patient having issues with severe profound weakness, change in mental status, and behavioral issues related to end-stage Alzheimer's, dementia, protein, calorie, malnutrition, and muscle wasting, period. Patient is total ADL dependent, and as well as bowel and bladder incontinent now, period. The paragraph has come to our attention that patient may benefit from hospice care at this time, period. Patient does have pain, back pain, with history of falls. Again, no longer is able to ambulate at this time. Patient's medications are reviewed, allergy, non-drug allergy, family history, positive for breast cancer in mom, ALS in father, sister healthy. Social, she is married since 1967. She's a teacher and has very little history of tobacco or alcohol abuse in the past. Medication as above. Patient has lost at least 15 pounds in the past 4 weeks. Period. Patient's other medical issues include vascular dementia, hypertensive heart and kidney disease, stage 4 renal failure, supraventricular tachycardia, hypothyroidism, spinal stenosis, weakness, history of fall. Let's see, uterine cancer history of. Patient most recently has also developed a cubitus ulcer, stasis ulcers about the lower extremity related to PVD, which has increased her amount of pain and discomfort. Period. An exam, we find patient to be quite debilitated. 100 over 60, 9218, heart positive, two lungs, clear abdomen, soft skin, shows no rash. Decreased turgor noted. Assessment here, we have an 80-year-old woman who has been known to the agency since 2021. Patients above changes, as patients has had change in mental status, as well as weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition. Patient is entering end-stage dementia, as well as now bedbound and spending most of her time in bed, period. It's obvious that patient has a tremendous decline since a year ago and also just from 4 to 6 weeks ago associated with significant weight loss, period. Patient is expected to do poorly. Patient's most recent issues have been right leg wound, as well as a underbreast wound, which is now healing, but the lower extremity, the right leg wound, appears to be secondary to both trauma and peripheral vascular disease. Patient is definitely homebound and would benefit from hospice care after discussing patient's care with her husband. Patient's son and I also spoke for about 45 minutes. Patient's son would like to check into her disability insurance in quotation before they actually agree to hospice care at home. Thank you.